Welcome everyone to the first and only sports gambling game show in the world. Let it ride. Put the kids to bed and pour yourself a whiskey, even if you're listening to this at 9 a.m. in the morning, because it's time to go full degen. I'm your host, Sean Stacking the Money Green. And on this episode of Let It Ride, two SGPN contributors are putting their paychecks on the line to decide who is the sharper sharp and who will live under a tarp. Let's welcome the favorite. She holds the honor of being the first Canuck to win the big bucks on Let It Ride. We're so happy she took more time out of her very busy schedule picking the NBA winners and badgering her husband to vote Fred VanVleet into the NBA All-Star game. Give it up for the Spicy G, aka the Canadian Capper, aka the Toonie Teaser, aka our friend George Brooks. George, you've been doing weekly videos for Better Than Vegas and have more views than any of our other contributors. Yeah. How are you staying grounded in light of all this fame?
You know, the fact that I predicted not that accurately is keeping me pretty grounded.
Yeah, well, you know, people they like to hear someone sell the pick. All right, so you're letting your record keep you committed to the ground and not getting your head in the clouds. Appreciate you joining us on the show. Time to bring in the challenger. He is the creator of the DFS flowchart and one of the most widely read writers on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. When he's not dominating DraftKings or spawning spreadsheets, he enjoys sailing shirtless on his yacht. Check out his Instagram. Give it up for the Duke of DFS, the Earl of Earnings, the Longshoreman of Long Shots, his excellency, John Boy Beats Jackson. John, which is a bigger thrill, appearing on this show or getting engaged on a mountaintop in Peru?
It's got to be this show. First time. I'm stoked to be on it.
Well, and you truly let it ride before the show, running out of gas on the freeway prior to the show. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just felt like I needed to get juiced up a little bit, get the blood flowing before the big big show. So,
It's the NFL offseason. Didn't have any sweat, and you probably pushed it, letting it ride with the fuel tank. Okay, just a quick review of how our game works. In round one, I test their sports gambling knowledge with trivia questions. In round two, we look at how many units each contestant won with their lock, dog, and teases. And in the final round, they'll give us their best bets for the weekend. Whoever has more units come Monday wins, and we'll return next week to Round one questions are worth 10 units. George, you're our champion. So you're first. The category is one quarter wonders. So far this NBA season, which team leads the league in first quarter scoring and covers the first quarter spread 60% of the time? Is it A, the Toronto Raptors, B, the Denver Nuggets, C, the Phoenix Suns, D, the Cleveland Cavaliers? Who is dominating in the first quarter?
Is it the Toronto Raptors?
Incorrect. No, the answer to every NBA question is not the Toronto Raptors. It's actually the Denver Nuggets. And unfortunately for the Nuggets, they got to play 48 minutes. Otherwise they'd have the best record in the league. John, you're up. This category is American Pie ROI. 2020 pretty much sucked for everyone except for gamblers who bet on this team every game. They had the highest return on investment of any team in the four major American sports. Is it A, the Miami Dolphins, B, the Oklahoma City Thunder, C, the Philadelphia Flyers, D, the Chicago White Sox? Who had the best ROI for their 2020 season?
I'd probably go Dolphins.
Oh, correct. You nailed it. The Miami Dolphins, best ATS record in the NFL. Dominating ROI there, and probably would have been better if they wouldn't have decided to put Tua in for no reason and just stuck with Ryan Fitzmagic. Come on, guy doesn't lose. All right, George, you're up again. This category is getting defensive. Which big man started the season as a 33-1 long shot to win defensive player of the year and is now a plus 275 favorite to win? Started out 33-1, now only 275 defensive player of the year. Is it A, Joel Embiid, B, Nikola Jokic, C, Bam Adebayo, or D, Miles Turner?
I'm gonna go with Jokic.
Sorry, George. No, actually, Miles Turner. And he's on pace to block the most shots in the season since Mutombo. So he's having a pretty good year there. Good for him indeed. John, your final category is, hey now, you're an all-star. Last season, Kawhi Leonard won the all-star game MVP despite having the second longest odds of any starter to do so. Who is the only starter to have longer odds than Kawhi? Is it A, Pascal Siakam, B, Trae Young, C, Luka Doncic, or D, James Harden? Started the game and had longer odds than Kawhi to win MVP of the All-Star game. Spicy P, Trae Young, Luka, or James Harden?
I feel like it's going to be Siakam.
Oh, Trae Young. Trae Young. Yeah, no, I mean, crazy. Even though he's the finals MVP, Kawhi getting no respect. They call him the Rodney Dangerfield of the NBA. Okay, everyone's favorite time. Wild card, bitches! That's right. Time for the wild card round. These are totally random questions where you decide how much to wager and whether or not you're going to hedge or... George, how much are you going to risk on this next question? Now, just remember, you have 0 units. However, like our local bookie, we have a line of credit here for you to take advantage of. So you can risk more than you have. How many units are you going to wager on this question?
And I don't know the category or anything.
Nope. I'll say this. Though. It is Canada related. So if that impacts your wagering.
Yeah, I'll bet 15 units.
15 units.
I hope it's Canada and basketball though, because if not.
it's Toronto centric and social media. So we'll see. As a Canadian and someone on social media, an influencer, as we dare to say. Which Canadian institution has the lowest following on Twitter? Is it the Toronto Blue Jays? I almost said Blue Leafs. Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Raptors, or Tim Hortons, famous coffee chain. Who of these four has the least amount of followers on Twitter? Tim Hortons, Toronto Raptors, Maple Leafs, Blue Jays.
I'm going to go with Tim Hortons.
You are correct. That's right. Who doesn't want to follow Tim Hortons? They might have a deal on coffee. What kind of content is Tim Hortons putting out? They are the Canadian version of Dunkin' Donuts.
They always have a deal. Yeah. They always have a deal. They just need to advertise.
No, exactly. It's like Dunkin' Donuts. I want to know, who is the Ben Affleck of Tim Hortons, George? Is there someone that's always the paparazzi, always snapping them carrying a bunch of Tim Hortons? Or do you guys have paparazzi in Canada?
Yeah, we do. I've been really, there isn't anyone right now, but I've been really trying to get that position.
Oh, okay. I like that. Maybe just getting Drake coming out of a Tim Hortons with some iced coffees. Could see that. That could go viral. All right, John, you're up next for the wild card round. You have 10 units, but again, you can go, you can stretch your line of credit here. Go big or go home. Georgia sitting there with 15. How many units are you looking to risk?
I'm going to put 20 units on it.
All right. I like it. No risk it, no biscuit, as the great Bruce Arians once said. Your Twitter handle is also your DJ name, apparently, John Boy Beats. Which of these athletes moonlights as a DJ and performed at the EDM music festivals Tomorrowland and the Ultra Music Fest? Again, I have no idea what those festivals are, but this man, a DJ and an athlete, is it A, Gronk, B, Shaq, C, Ocho Cinco, D, Ronaldo? One thing we know, that they only have one name.
I feel like I should say Gronk, but I feel like he probably is mostly faking it when he's DJing. So I'm gonna go Shaq.
Oh man. Correct read on the Gronk. Gronk fist pumps, but I can't see him actually knowing how to, like,
he's more of an onstage presence.
Yes, exactly. He's like one of those guys whipping the towels around, the water bottles. You saw him. He was a good hype man for Brady. Good wingman. Actually Shaq and while we're talking Shaq side jobs, I don't know if you guys know this, but Shaq was once working as a police officer. Like, they gave him some, you know, nominal job of like making him Officer Shaq. And they actually had Shaq, the job, I think they called him like Shaq Sheriff or something like that. And they gave him a job, and his job was luring predators in chat rooms. Of all the jobs for the cops to give Shaquille O'Neal, weird use of his time of volunteering for the police department, he would lure predators in, and just hilarious thinking that you know, these predators thinking they're chatting it up with some young teen, and it turns out to be Shaq. All right. Okay, after round one, let's take a look at the scores. We got George Brooks in second place with 15 points. And we have John Boy Beats, AKA John Jackson, sitting there with 30 points. George, we're going to take a look at your Lock Dog and Tease from the weekend. 20 units, you can take over. What did you have as your Lock Dog Tease from the weekend?
Okay. I had 20 units on my lock, which was Detroit plus +5 over the Warriors. That didn't go my way. I also had, okay, I had Wizards over Nets, and that did happen, at plus 19.5.
Yep.
And whatever, they won. Okay. And then my teaser was, I didn't do that well. I had Celtics at plus 7.5 versus the Lakers. That went my way, actually, because they only lost by a bucket, a point. So that's a win for Georgia, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have, okay, Spurs versus Grizzlies, Wizards plus 12.5. So unfortunately you didn't hit the tees, but you did hit your dog outright. The Wizards over the Nets at plus 195. That is a nice price. So that won you 44 units. Added to your other 15 units, sitting at 59 units. John, what was your Lock Dog and Tease from the past weekend?
Yeah, so I decided to put 20 units on the team that didn't score a touchdown. So I went Chiefs total, team total over 30, and that failed. Then, you know, I had to go to back to the homeland in Wisconsin country, and I went Badgers for a little college basketball dog action. They're in a free fall right now, so they lost to Illinois, so lost the dog bet. And then, when the teaser has the Super Bowl total over in it, it's probably going to be a loser also. So I did not hit that. I did hit the Warriors Dallas over teaser, but it doesn't matter.
Well, John, unfortunately, you got a bonus 0 units there. And out of our experts, we had one combined win. So congratulations, George. Let me check the math here. 30 plus 0 is yes. It is 30. Now though, there is a chance to get a couple more units here before we get to our final picks. Time to defend your bad beat, George. I'm going to put 10 seconds on the clock. Why would you ever lock up the Pistons versus anyone?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I just felt like they had been in a bit of a swing, but I neglected to realize that they had fallen off that high swing. So that is, I'll take the bat. That's on me. That one's on me.
All right. Owning the bad beat. I like that. I appreciate the candor. and stepping up to the plate. Unlike Patrick Mahomes throwing his teammates under the bus, John, you're on the clock. And unfortunately for you, a lot of bad picks to pick from. So choose whichever one is the easiest to defend.
Yeah, I mean, I think my my analysis for the Chiefs team total over was spot on. I was thinking that Mahomes was going to throw for close to 500 yards. Instead, he ended up running for his life behind the line of scrimmage for almost 500 yards. And I think when you do that, you're just not gonna you're not gonna throw many touchdowns when you're out there trying to stay alive.
Wow, much like Mahomes himself, blaming the offensive line. I like it though. And I mean, I was on that same side, so I'll give you the 10 bonus points, making it a little closer here. So a final scores before we get to the picks for the weekend. John, you're sitting at 40 units. George, you have 59. All right. So what? you have 59 units. You're in the lead, George.
Sorry. That was like a rhetorical what?
Oh, okay. No, I mean, there's a very good chance I made some sort of math mistake there, but you're in the lead. You have 59 units. How are you going to spend them on this weekend's picks?
So, you know, it's obviously difficult because there's no lines out yet, but I'm going to actually bet them all on one game.
Love it.
And I'm going to bet. So the Raptors have 2 days off and on Valentine's Day, they're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm going to bet they're going to win that game, but I'm even going to bet, like, I'll take them at -7 or obviously anything.
All right. So going all in on the Raptors, whatever the spread is, throwing all 59 units. I like it. Betting with your heart as a fellow homer, I can relate. John, you're 19 units behind going into the weekend. You have 40. What do you got going on for your weekend's action?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna just put it all on one bet as well.
Nice.
My specialty is NFL. There doesn't appear to be any more NFL games. I don't know anything about college basketball this year. I heard the draft. Who's projected to be the top three? Didn't understand any names. So I'm just gonna go with NBA. I've been trying to get back into the NBA streets here. So I think these Jazz are really good, and tomorrow night they play the Bucks. They're favored by 1.5. It's a premier game. It doesn't look like it's on TV, which sucks. We get to see the Lakers and the Grizzlies instead of a matchup between the two best teams. But I'm gonna go on the Jazz -1.5 against the Bucks. Take down Giannis and the crew.
All right, love it. So going all in on the Jazz, George. You're going all in on your Raptors. Tune in to the next episode of Let It Ride to see who comes out victorious. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com for all our free picks and coverage for Let It Ride. This is Sean Green reminding you to help control the betting public. Have your degen spayed or neutered.
You don't have a problem. No need to feel lonely. Everyone is family when it's degens only. Making picks to get you off the schneid. It's time to